Okay, I just heard about this in Ursula's newscast about 40 minutes ago. But Kshama Sawant is proposing a new law that would ban evictions in Seattle during cold weather months. She's going to introduce the legislation on Monday, but it says landlords would not be allowed to evict their tenants during the winter months. And she says, yeah, they do it like that in Paris. Of course, we should all be more like the Parisians.
Housing is a human right. And if housing is a human right, then how can you evict families and people in the middle of winter?
Housing is not a human right. It simply isn't. It is a commodity like most other things in life. Our rights are enumerated in the Constitution. But housing is not a human right. And if you don't pay, I mean, the reason most renters get evicted is because they don't pay their rent, right? Or they cause damage. Or they break other rules. And Sawant says she does not want landlords to be able to evict.
Make sure that the city's code is changed so that renters are not evicted anytime between November 1st and March 31st.
Okay, so let's follow this to its logical conclusion. Why would anybody in Seattle pay their rent between November 1st and March 31st? If they know they cannot be evicted, why would they pay their rent? How do you feel if you pay your $2,000 to your landlord and the guy in the apartment next to you does not and knows that he's untouchable? And then let's talk about something else that people like Sawant are wholly, completely unconcerned with. But let's talk about the United States Constitution, because what she is proposing is that for those 5 months a year, government controls private property. You know, the landlord doesn't control it anymore. Somebody doesn't pay the rent, the landlord wants to kick them out, and Sawant says, nope, you're not allowed to do that. So now the government controls your property. Is the city of Seattle going to give the landlord the rent that the renters have skipped? Because if not, this is a blatant violation of the Fifth Amendment of the United States Constitution, which says, among other things, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. But what Sawant wants is to turn every single apartment and rental house in Seattle into public housing. And you can now be a deadbeat, even if you can afford to pay. The law would say you cannot be evicted. So why pay your rent for 5 months out of the year? This is the insanity of socialism. This is the insanity of, and it's the bedrock foundation of socialism, and that is the government seizing control of private property rights. Because, as I've said a billion times over the last couple of decades, nothing is more essential to a free society than private property rights, which is why private property is addressed in the Bill of Rights, in the United States Constitution, the Fifth Amendment. It is essential to remaining free. And Sawant wants to say that landlords, if somebody is playing their music at 11 at 4 in the morning and making it impossible for all of the other tenants to sleep, if they're smoking meth, shooting up heroin in the apartment, if they aren't paying their bills, you can't touch them. This is insane. I mean, I seriously, Every time I hear Sawant open her mouth, I am incredulous at what has happened to my city. The city I grew up in, the city that actually decades ago cared about personal responsibility, a tiny skosh. And then her other point, housing is a human right. No, if you have $1,200 a month rent, and you got $1,200 in your hand, and you decide to spend that $1,200 on heroin rather than paying your rent, you don't have a right. You don't have a human right to stay in that apartment. This is all insanity. But this is the increasingly mainstream leftist point of view in Seattle. But the Constitution makes it clear that what she's proposing should not be allowed. But again, I'm not sure that Bob Ferguson is interested in the Constitution either as Attorney General. I guarantee you Pete Holmes, our city attorney, couldn't care less. So we'll see if she gets anywhere. But it's another feel-good proposal. Oh, we're not going to put people out in the cold. We are virtuous. Monson is evil. He wants families out in the cold. No, I don't. I want people to be responsible for their own lives, and I want to defend the private property rights of people who own these apartments and rental houses. Nobody speaks for them. Nobody in local media, because you're vilified. Believe me, I know. I don't care. I got a thick skin. But somebody has to speak. Everyone in the media is afraid because they know that it'll be characterized as, oh, so you don't like the poor people. No, I believe in and do a fair amount with the charities that work with the poor, but it's private charities. Government doesn't care about the poor. Sawant's just trying to solidify her base.